Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our speaker today is James Hiddell, a member of St. James. Today our talk is entitled, What is Church? The readings this week are taken from Ephesians 2 verses 19 to 22 and Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 7 followed by 11 to 13. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
The first reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. And it follows on from a reminder of what we've been given in the gift of Jesus Christ to us, setting us free. Now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven. But you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. What a foundation you stand on now! The apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone of the building is Jesus Christ himself. We who believe are carefully joined together with Christ as parts of a beautiful, constantly growing temple for God. And you also are joined with him and with each other by the Spirit and are part of this dwelling place of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
The second reading is also from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 7 and then 11 to 13. I beg you, I, a prisoner here in jail for serving the Lord, to live and act in a way worthy of those who have been chosen for such wonderful blessings as these. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Try always to be led along together by the Holy Spirit, and so be at peace with one another. We are all parts of one body. We have the same spirit, and we have all been called to the same glorious future. For us, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we all have the same God and Father who is over us all and in us all and living through every part of us. However, Christ has given each of us special abilities. Whatever he wants us to have out of his rich storehouse of gifts. From verse 11. Some of us have been given special ability as apostles. To others he has given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their saviour. Still others have a gift for caring for God's people, as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God. Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him, building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity, until finally we all believe alike about our salvation and about our Saviour, God's Son, and all become full grown in the Lord. Yes, to the point of being filled full with Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody. As you may have gathered, this morning we are thinking about what is church. My name's James, and I'm one of the people that takes it in turns to come up here and share some thoughts with you. I'm just going to pray before we get going. Lord God, would you take my words, would you speak to all of us, including myself? Would you open our hearts to your truth? Would you remind us of what it is you've called us to be and what it is you've equipped us to be? And the blessing that is for us and for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, when you hear the word church, what do you think of? A building? A service? Singing? Those things are part of the church, but the church is certainly more than that. In the hall, we have a display of a Minecraft church. If you don't know what Minecraft is, it doesn't really matter. It's a display. It's something that will appeal to the younger members. What it is a way of displaying some of the thoughts that our younger members have about what church is for. And here are some of the things that they said. It's a place to have fun, enjoy yourself, be safe, to connect with friends, to have yummy snacks, to be with my family. Church is a place for us, a place to listen to good stories about Jesus. Let's take a moment, but keeping all those things in mind, to go back and look at how the church has started. We've already looked at passages from Acts in different ways. But I'm going to look at that and a few other passages from the New Testament as well. But we're going to look at specifically what it was, what the Bible says about the purposes of the first church. When Jesus was here on earth, he told his friends, the disciples, "I will build my church." And he wasn't talking about bricks and wood and stained glass windows. He was talking about people. People who believed in him and followed him. My wife told me that earlier this week that she was going to, one of the crafts was going to be about building a church building. And she said, does that really fit in with what we're trying to say about what the church is? Is it kind of like going sideways a bit from what we're really trying to say the church is this morning? And having just tried to build one of those churches with biscuits and icing with my children at the back, I can say that there's a really good teaching point there, that as it collapses, as you're trying to do it, you can just really emphasize to them, this isn't what church is about. This is what this is to illustrate. And he also said in Acts 1, verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." In other words, don't be afraid. I'm sending you help, and with that help, you're going to tell the whole world about me. So the disciples waited. They gathered together in a house, praying, not really knowing what to expect, but trusting the person who had promised them help. And then it happened. On the day we call Pentecost, suddenly there was the sound of a rushing mighty wind indoors. Then little flames of fire appeared above their heads. And that was the Holy Spirit coming, just like Jesus had promised. Then the disciples ran outside and they started talking about Jesus in all kinds of languages they'd never spoken before to anyone who would listen. And about 3,000 people decided to follow Jesus on that one day. That was the beginning of the church. Not a building, not a program, a people. A people filled with God's Spirit, ready to share the love of Jesus with the world. And after all those people believed in Jesus on that very first day, what did they do next? They started doing life together in a brand new way. The Bible tells us in Acts 2, verses 42 to 47, what the very first church was like. First of all, they gathered together to learn about Jesus' teachings. The disciples, Jesus' friends who had walked with him, taught everyone the things that Jesus had said and done. Second, they prayed together. Not just by themselves, not individually, but as a group. They talked to God together because they wanted his help, his strength, and simply to know him better. Third, they ate meals together, not just because they were hungry. When they ate, they remembered Jesus and what he had done for them. We still do this today when we take communion. And fourth, they shared what they had. If someone didn't have enough food or money or clothes, the others would help out. Nobody was left behind. And finally, they worshipped God with joy. The Bible says they praised God and had glad hearts. People around them could see how much they loved God and loved each other. And guess what? More and more people wanted to join them. So the first church wasn't about sitting in a row listening quietly. It was about a family of believers learning, praying, eating, sharing, and worshipping together. So which of those things do we still do in our church today? Do we learn about Jesus? Hopefully a bit of that is happening right now as I'm speaking. Do we pray? We do. Do we eat together? That's what communion is about, as I said. But we do also have other meals together as well. The children eat together every week. The children are eating together right now at the back. And maybe that is even, and maybe this, and even what having tea and coffee at the end of the service is about too. It's about fellowship. It's about being together. It's about doing life together. Do we try to help each other out? Absolutely. Do we worship God with joy? That's what all the singing's about. The first church gives us a picture of what God wants his church to be like, even now. And it's such a wonderful thing to realize how similar to that what we're doing today is. And how similar to that our children's experience of church is, as revealed by their honest and thoughtful responses I shared at the start. So that's a little look at some of the things that the church does, which helps us to understand what the church is. But we're going to watch a very short video now that summarizes the points we've made so far and also leads us into the next section. This is a very short clip from a Q&A session at a Christian summer camp in America.
Where did the idea of church come from? Did it come from the Bible?
You're right. Church does come from the Bible. The word just means gathering. So church is really about a gathering of people. And when Jesus' followers started out, they're following Jesus. They gathered and they did four things together. It says in the book of Acts that they prayed, they listened to the apostles' teaching, they spent time together, and they ate together. And that was their gathering. And this started happening in houses and in temples all around the world, in cities like Jerusalem and Rome. And so in the Bible, when you see it says the church in Rome, it means the gathering of people happening in these different cities.
If church is the people, then why do we go to church?
So remember earlier today when you guys were doing the giant swing? Well, one of the things about the giant swing is you could stay at the top of it and nothing would happen, but you've got to actually start moving. There's a trust thing that's going on. It's kind of like with the church. We need to get together and trust one another and really start moving together in order to be the church together.
So I could just get my friends and family together and that would be church?
Well, yes and no. Any gathering of Jesus followers is the church, but later on when one of Jesus' followers, Paul, is writing about the church, he says it's like a body. So there's, you know, like a head and a hands and feet, and if you think about a body, there's all different parts. And so if we're just with our friends and family, it can kind of just be like one part of the body. But really, the church is all parts together. So that's why we make church open to everyone and we have different kinds of people together. Thank you so much for asking all these questions. Really good stuff. Thanks.
So as I said, thinking about what the church does is great, but the Bible also gives us some great pictures to help us understand what church is truly like. The first picture, as mentioned in the video, is the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, Paul writes, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it." We're all different, but we all work together as one body, with Jesus as the head. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, Paul says that if you believe in Jesus, you are members of God's household. That means we're part of God's family. Families don't all look the same. Some families are big, some are small. Some live close, some live far away. But they're still family. And families are all supposed to love and care for each other. And that's what church is meant to be like. A big family where we love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, despite our differences. And one of the things we've always loved about the family here at St. James is the broadness of the churchmanship and the theology. Within this this building here, you could have conversations with people and you'd realize how different some aspects of our faith is. And yet we can come together realizing the things that really unite the church are common to all of us. Jesus said in Matthew 5, chapter 14, "You are the light of the world." I really loved how many of the worship songs we sung this morning were really, really emphasizing that point. But what does light do? Light helps us see in the dark. Light shows the way. Light makes scary things not quite so scary. Jesus says that when the church loves him and loves others, it's like shining a big bright light in a dark world. People notice. They see God's love through us. So when you hear the word church, think of a body where everyone has a job. Think of a family where everyone belongs. And think of a light that shines so others can see Jesus. So what does all of this mean for us, for you and me today? Firstly, church is people, not just a building. You don't just go to church, you are the church if you believe in Jesus. The church isn't bricks or stained glass or chairs. It's people who love and follow Jesus. Church is where we learn and grow together. We don't just come to church to sit and listen. We come to learn more about God, ask questions, maybe find some answers to those questions, but certainly not all of them, and to grow stronger in our faith. Think of it like practice for a sports team. You're learning skills so you can live out that you can live out your faith every day. Church is a family. Families don't always get everything perfect, right? Sometimes we might argue or annoy each other. But at the end of the day, families stick together and help each other. That's what God wants his church family to be like. People who encourage, support, and forgive each other. And fourthly, church is on a mission. We're not just here to keep the good news to ourselves. Jesus said the church is like a light to the world. That means we're supposed to show God's love wherever we go, at school, on the playground, at home, at work, and with our friends. So if someone asks you, what is church? You can say, church is people learning and growing like a family and shining God's love everywhere. Or words to that effect. That's the kind of church Jesus started, and that's the kind of church he wants us to be today. Let's pray. Lord God, what an incredible calling it is you've placed on us. And what a blessing it is to us to live out that calling. What a truly beautiful thing is it when we embrace the task of shining like your light in this world. Oh God, by your Holy Spirit, would you equip us to be church together, to walk out these doors and be church in the world, to make the scary dark places of this world a little less so, through the brightness of your love and your grace. Lord God, we ask this for the furthering of your kingdom and the fame of your name. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening. and may God be with you today.